If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Talk to Naysleep.
The loudspeaker came on.
We are on lockdown until further notice. Lock your doors. There is an imminent threat on the loose.
I was in a classroom all by myself. I thought to myself, where is everyone? Where is the teacher? What danger could there possibly be? I got up from my desk and went over to the door. Looking through the glass panel in the door, I couldn't see anyone outside in the hallway. I opened the door and walked out into the hallway. It was dark and eerie looking. I looked left and looked right. In both directions, the hallway didn't seem to end. It went on for what seemed into an eternity and looked like a dark abyss. I decided to turn right and started walking forward. After walking about 10 feet, there was another hallway. It also seemed to go on for what seemed forever. Not wanting to change directions, I decided to keep proceeding forward on the same hallway. Every 10 feet, there were other hallways all intersecting the main hallway I was on. What the hell is this? I thought to myself. I saw a shadow quickly dart across the main hallway. I yelled, "Who are you?" I ran to the spot it looked like he crossed over at. I turned left and decided to pursue whoever this was. The hallway was just like the others, seemingly going on forever, never ending from what my eyes could see. After walking for about 5 minutes, I saw red glowing eyes that stood out from the darkness. I yelled, "Who are you and what is this place?" I received no response from the man. As I continued my trek forward, the red eyes I saw faded into the darkness. After 5 minutes of walking, a classroom door appeared on the left side. I peered into the glass. There was a creepy guy at the front of the class dressed in a lab coat. I figured this had to be the teacher. All the desks were also filled with students. The students looked to be older though, probably in their mid to late 20s. They were also wearing similar medical outfits as the teacher. I knocked on the door. The teacher stopped his lecture, turned, and looked at me. He had a shocked look on his face. Next thing I knew, he ran towards the door and locked it. I pleaded to him, "Let me in. How do I get out of this place? Please help me." He was expressionless, gazing into my eyes. I saw him back up from the door and reach for a telephone connected to the wall. I banged on the door some more. Nothing. No reaction. I kept moving, swiftly down the hallway. After what seemed like an hour of walking, another door appeared. This time it was on the right side of the corridor. I peered into the door. This time the room looked like a bounce house. A man in the middle was in a white straitjacket. As soon as he saw me, he ran towards the door. He screamed, "Help! Help me get out of here! I tried to open the door. It was locked even from the outside." I yelled back, "I will go and get help. We will get out of here." I continued my endless walk down the hallway. I thought to myself, what the hell kind of school is this? All of a sudden, a voice yelled out behind me, "Hey, kid, come here." I turned around. In front of me was what looked to be a doctor. He was holding a syringe. I yelled out, "Who are you and what is this place?" He replied, "You are asking too many questions. Just stay there. I'm coming over to you." I ran in the other direction. Out of nowhere, another doctor sidelined me. He pushed me to the ground. A syringe plunged into my shoulder. I awoke in a hospital bed, restrained. A doctor stood over me. He said, "Frank, you forgot to take your morning meds again. Or did you forget to take them on purpose?" I asked, "Where the hell am I? I was just in school and it was on lockdown. The school went on forever and I couldn't escape the building." He replied, "School? On lockdown? That's a good one, Frank. I haven't heard that one before. You had the whole facility worried sick about you." I replied, "You can't keep us trapped here forever. You are a sick man." He replied, "I will let you out when you start taking your meds again. Other than that, I have to run to another patient. Oh, by the way, here is your pill." He placed it in my mouth for me and gave me water. I pretended to swallow the pill. As soon as the doctor left the room, I spit the water and pill out on the floor. After about 10 minutes, I closed my eyes and opened them. I was now sitting in the same empty classroom as before. The loudspeaker came on.
We are on lockdown until further notice. Lock your doors. There is an imminent threat on the loose.
I thought to myself, where is everyone? Where is the teacher? What danger could there possibly be?
Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcast, please take a minute to leave a review. Your review directly helps the podcast grow and allows me to continue coming out with the best horror stories on the internet. Thank you so much.